You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, go forward while the wheels come off. In the book of Exodus, chapter 14, the children of Israel are in a place of complaining to Moses about why did he have them come out to where they are in the wilderness? Was it for them to die? They could have stayed back in Egypt. You know, reflecting on the conditions and how things in their mind would have been better. And Moses is speaking to the children of Israel, letting them know, fear not, for they shall see the salvation of the Lord. And with all this murmuring and complaining, you know, the Lord is letting Moses know, like, don't come complaining to me, you know, tell the children of Israel to go forward. And he gives instruction to Moses as to what to do when it comes to the Red Sea. So the children of Israel in this situation where we're in a place of fear. And what fear does, fear paralyzes you, where there's no movement because you're so stricken by fear. But Moses was telling them, you know, fear not, stand still, and you will see the salvation of the Lord. For the Egyptians you see today, you shall see no more. And so the children of Israel are in this place of looking at the circumstances that they're facing. They appear to be so great. God has orchestrated a way of escape for the children of Israel to have a way of escape and not be overtaken by the Egyptians. So here the Red Sea is parted. The children of Israel are able to walk on dry land and the water becomes walls for them. Here's a sea that's like 75 feet to 100 feet deep and it's 12 miles wide and the land is now dry for the children of Israel to walk through. So the Egyptians are in pursuit of the children of Israel. And so driven, all they can focus on is coming after the children of Israel. So they enter into what is provision as a way of escape for the children of Israel. Not knowing what is provision for them, now for the Egyptians, is destruction. It's the same place they will be destroyed. By the same element that was used for provision will be the same element used for their destruction. Provision for one, destruction for the other. Deliverance for one, destruction for the other. And so the Lord took the wheels off of the chariots of the Egyptians. And once he took the wheels off, now the Egyptians were out there in pursuit of the children of Israel. And the water that was walls for the children of Israel now has returned back to its original state of water, how water flows, and now overtakes the Egyptians. And here's my moment of transparency. I found myself faced with things in life and asking God, like, okay, Lord, what is this? Like, why? Like, you're minding your own business? And why is this still? You're finding your enemy still in pursuit, still doing things, still trying to cause sabotage, still. And you're like, you're not tired yet? Like, God, I'm not getting it. But I learned, you have to understand that God will deliver you. God will keep you. God will protect you while your enemies are in pursuit to bring sabotage, to bring harm, to overtake. They have no idea the way of escape that God is providing for you because they're fixated through anger, fixated through being driven, that all they can see and all they can focus on is overtaking you. Not understanding it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. And I learned this through my relationship with God, through my trials and tribulations, things that I've experienced, things that I've gone through, where I myself have found myself like, Lord, I don't understand how the mindset of one could be fixated on bringing harm to others. I don't understand the mindset of one who wakes up and thinks about what you can do to wrong other people. I don't understand, like, God, who has time for all of that? And I learned that don't allow the enemy, who may think they're in control or who may think they're in pursuit, trying to restart a fire that's been put out by God. Don't look at the circumstances that are around you and begin to become like the children of Israel, where you let fear grip you because you don't understand the place that you're in. But instead, I learned what it is to truly trust God and get to the point where, Lord, look, you know all about this. You knew this was going to come. You knew about this before it even came. So, Lord, I'm putting this in your hands. My faith had to get to that point. My faith had to be built up to that level. My faith had to get to the point where, look, Lord, instead of taking it, internalizing and saying, what am I going to do? No, God, this is something I'm giving over to you because I understand my assignment. I got to stay focused on what I need to be focused on. And my responsibility is to continue to go forward, not be fixated and look back on what my enemies are doing, but look forward and cast all my cares to the Lord. Just like the children of Israel were in a place of there's only one way to go, and that's through this Red Sea. The provision that God has made is a way of escape. You may find yourself, there's only one way to go, and this is the way the Lord is leading. Your way of escape. You are to go forward as a child of God, and your enemies that are in pursuit of you, whatever it is they're using as a tool to pursue you, you go forward while the wheels fall off of that, whatever that is that they're using to pursue. They're using to come and try to overtake. Because all of this, when children of Israel were out there and the dry place was made at the bottom of the sea, that was an act of God. When the water was made as walls on the left and on the right of them, that was an act of God. When the Lord took the wheels off the chariot, that was an act of God. All of this was an act of God. And God had given chance after chance, but Pharaoh's heart continued to be hardened. And sometimes the warnings and the word of warning and the word of knowledge that has come forth to your enemies has not resonated because of a hardened heart. They will continue to pursue. They will continue to do the same things over and over to try to overtake, to try to sabotage, to try to come, because the mind is only fixed on one thing, and that's winning, seeing you overtaking. But when you're a child of God, it's not going to happen because God is fighting your battle. God is fighting for you. He makes a way of escape. So as the children of Israel had provision as a way of escape, their responsibility was to have faith to move forward. Have faith to go forward and believe that God was in control. And as they went forward, what was provision for them was destruction for the Egyptians. Same element. The Egyptians entered into a place that was provision for the children of Israel because they were driven to overtake. And the chariots that they rode in on, the wheels were taken off. So I encourage you, whatever circumstance you're finding yourself in, whatever you're dealing with, don't murmur and complain. Cast the cares to God. Go forward in the direction he's leading you in. Don't look back being fixated on what your enemies are doing. Don't look back wasting time on trying to engage in battles with your enemies. Keep going forward. You go forward while the wheels come off of whatever tools and tactics that your enemies are using to move swiftly to try to overtake you. It will not work. Have faith and believe. Don't fear. Trust God and continue going forward. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. I thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, I ask you that those, Lord, that are in a place of not understanding exactly where they are right now and what it is that they're facing or dealing with, but they know, Lord, that there's an attack from their enemies, that, Lord, that you just give them the strength to keep moving forward, and that, Lord, they don't get distracted by whatever tactics the enemy is using during this time. And that, Lord, as they go forward and trust in you, not having fear, looking around at the circumstances that they're facing, that God, you make a way out of no way, that you're providing a way of escape in some of the most unusual situations and unusual circumstances, that God, you shall get the glory out of it all. And they'll know it's only because of you they made it through. And that, Lord, you have a greater purpose. And even though you have not given all the details of what they will come in contact with or what they will have to go through to get through their way of escape. That, Lord, you're right there with them. And some things take an act of God. That, Lord, you shall be glorified. And that, Lord, not to look back. Not to look back focusing on what the enemies are doing, but having their eyes stayed on you and continuing to walk through for the provision that you're making for them. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You all be blessed. Thank you for joining me on deck in the triage room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, ursulacamille.com. That's URSELACAMILLE.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the triage room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed. One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.